Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Thank You Jesus with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. You're blessed coming to the house of thank you, Jesus. Coming to the house of thank you, Jesus. Coming to the house of thank you, Jesus. You are blessed. Yes, hallelujah. What's up, a family of God, friends of God, hallelujah. Listen, you once you accepted Jesus Christ into your life and made him Lord, you are a friend of his, you are family, amen. Hallelujah. And he is being good to you in this time. Hallelujah, someone. Hallelujah. Someone say, I got a good friend. I got a good friend. I got a good father. A good, good father. Abba, Father. Thank you, Lord. Let us just stop right now and worship the Lord God. Let us just stop in this moment and glorify God, acknowledge God in this moment, in this hour, because we don't want to do anything and it's just us. Amen. I desire it to be all of God Almighty. Hallelujah. And so let us just say thank you, God, acknowledge him. And Rabbo Shiki Andraya, step back so that God can, in the Holy Spirit, can have the floor, can speak to his children, can speak to us, can minister. Thank you, Lord God, for your angels ministering unto us in this evening, in this now. Lord God, we ask that you will forgive us our sins. We ask that you will purify us, consecrate us, wash us, Lord God, from head to toe. Wash our eyes out, our ears out, hallelujah. Wash our mouths out, hallelujah. Wash our hearts, hallelujah. Leba kandarabo shiki andarabo sundarabo shi andarabo sandarabo sotaraya. We thank you, Father God. Habasaya rebo kondoreya for your sovereignty. We thank you, Father God, for your power. We thank you, leba kandarabo shi itia, for your mercy that is new every day. We thank you, Lord God, for your forgiveness. Hallelujah. Thank you for forgiving us. Hallelujah. Rabo shia, as we are not worthy without your love and your forgiveness to be in your presence. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We still ourselves right now. We still our minds. We speak peace to our minds. We quiet our minds. We quiet our hearts. We quiet the noise. Hallelujah. That's the internal noise and the external noise. We turn off the TV. Hallelujah. Rabasa tarabo shikia. We put down the cell phone unless we're using the cell phone to listen to you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we just still ourselves. We empty ourselves out. And we thank you, great and magnificent God, for this precious time with you. We thank you for peace. We thank you for easing nerves, settling anxious thoughts and feelings. We thank you, Father God, for your peace. And we thank you that you are on a throne and you are doing miracles, signs, and wonders. Hallelujah. Right now. And so it doesn't matter what we see or what we don't see, how hard it looks or how hard it doesn't look. It doesn't matter, hallelujah, how we don't see your way, hallelujah, because you change it instantly. So we thank you that we are with the one that can change the situation instantly. We thank you, Lord God, that we are with you who can heal the situation instantly. We thank you, Father God, that we are with you, the great deliverer who can deliver instantly, immediately. In Jesus' mighty name. During this whole broadcast, as you are listening and participating in this time in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit says, have an attitude, have a mindset, have a disposition, have a countenance of worship, of worship. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So on this blessed day, amen. On this blessed day, we are going to read. We're going to read 1 Samuel chapter 1, and I'm going to read a bit of this passage. Amen. We're going to spend some time in the Logos, in God's scriptures. Amen. We're going to spend some time in the scripture. We're going to hear this story. Hallelujah. But it's not a fictional story. It's not a fantastical story. Amen. It's a story of God moving and working supernaturally, God moving and working, La Basandria, and blessing and healing and answering and remembering. It's about God. Amen. Hallelujah. And the same God that we are reading about, amen, is the same God that you serve right now, I serve right now, we walk with right now, and who's on the throne right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, someone. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. So as we read this, hallelujah, Rabbo Shiki Andaraya, be encouraged on this blessed now. Be encouraged, hallelujah, Rabasaya. Be transformed to what the Holy Spirit is saying to you now. Hallelujah. It's the Holy Spirit. It's not me. I don't know what chips in your bank account, on the job. Hallelujah, Rabasanda Raboshia. I don't know anything. Amen. So whatever you're receiving, whatever you hear, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Write it down. Hold on to it, because it's the truth that the Lord is speaking to you in this now. How about that? It's the truth. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 1. And I am going to start at verse 2. Amen. Thank you, Father. Elkanah had two wives, Hannah and Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah did not. Each year, Elkanah would travel to Shiloh to worship and sacrifice to the Lord of Heaven's armies at the tabernacle. The priests of the Lord at the time were the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas. On the days Elkanah presented his sacrifice, he would give portions of the meat to Peninnah and each of her children. And though he loved Hannah, he would give her only one choice portion, because the Lord had given her no children. So Peninnah would taunt Hannah and make fun of her because the Lord had kept her from having children. Year after year, Year after year, it was the same. Peninnah would taunt Hannah as they went to the tabernacle. Each time, Hannah would be reduced to tears and would not even eat. "Why are you crying, Hannah?" Elkanah would ask. "Why aren't you eating? Why be downhearted just because you have no children? You have me. Isn't that better than having a sacrificial meal at Shiloh?" Hannah got up and went to pray. Eli the priest was sitting at his customary place beside the entrance of the tabernacle. Hannah was in deep anguish, crying bitterly as she prayed to the Lord. And she made this vow. "O Lord of heaven's armies, if you will look upon my sorrow and answer my prayer and give me a son, then I will give him back to you. He will be yours for his entire lifetime as a sign that he has been dedicated to the Lord. His hair will never be cut." As she was praying to the Lord, Eli watched her. Seeing her lips moving, "Must you come here drunk?" he demanded. "Throw away your wine." "Oh, no, sir," she replied. "I haven't been drinking wine or anything stronger, but I am very discouraged, and I was pouring out my heart to the Lord. Don't think I'm a wicked woman, for I have been praying out of great anguish and sorrow." "In that case," Eli said, "go in peace. May the God of Israel grant the request you have asked of him." "Oh, thank you, sir," she exclaimed. Then she went back to began to eat again, and she was no longer sad. The entire family got up early the next morning and went to worship the Lord once more. Then they returned home to Ramah. When Elkanah slept with Hannah, the Lord remembered her plea, and in due time she gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, for she said, "I asked the Lord for him." Hallelujah. We're going to stop there. I want you to say out loud, say to someone, say to your own self, say to the walls in your home. I want you to scream out, "The Lord is remembering me." Hallelujah. The Lord is remembering me. Amen. Then someone just shout, "Samuel, Samuel," because it means, she said, "I asked the Lord for him." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. "I asked the Lord for him." You're going to be saying, "Samuel, Samuel," because you asked the Lord God, not necessarily for him as we just read, but for that home. You're going to be saying, "I asked the Lord, amen, for this breakthrough. I asked the Lord for this increase. I asked the Lord for this automobile. I asked the Lord for this husband. I asked the Lord for this wife. I asked the Lord," just like Hannah, "for this child." Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. But before we get too excited, hallelujah, about the goodness of God and the greatness of God and how he can turn your situation, hallelujah, from tears of sorrow to tears of joy. Oh, yes, he is able. I want us to go to the beginning, hallelujah, of this passage, hallelujah. Because in the beginning of the passage, hallelujah, somebody, in the beginning, we are introduced, hallelujah. We are introduced to Elkanah, we are introduced to Peninnah and Hannah. And more specifically, the difference between Peninnah and Hannah. Peninnah had and Hannah did not have. Amen. Peninnah had children and Hannah had no children. Hallelujah. And it was a source of pain for her. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. Ha ha ha, Shando. And so I want to ask you, hallelujah, amen. Is there something that is missing? It's noticeable that you don't have. It was noticeable that she didn't have any children. And not only was it noticeable, but she was made fun of about it. Amen. Can someone look at your life and notice, oh, you don't have a vehicle. Oh, you don't have a car. Oh, you don't have people. Oh, you don't have a job. Oh, you don't have. Amen. God is talking to you who does not have. Amen. God is talking to you, amen, who doesn't have, recognize you don't have, and you, it's been a point of prayer. You've been praying in this place, and notice that as we go on this tour with Hannah, we see Karabashiki Andarabosoyo. We see that she is praying to God, but she is discouraged. She's praying to God, but she's hurting. Amen. She's praying to God, but she is in great anguish. Hallelujah, someone. She's praying to God, but she is in lebasangaraya. She's in sorrow. She's in bitterness. She's praying to God, hallelujah, and there's issues on her heart. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, someone. She's praying to God, and she is in pain. She's praying to God, and she's lonely. Amen. She's praying to God. Let me just correct that. She's alone. Amen. She's feeling alone. Hallelujah. To the point where her husband is asking her, why? Why are you crying? Why haven't you eaten? Why are you downtrodden? Because you have no children. In this moment, I believe God put something within her, hallelujah. God put something within her to desire such, hallelujah. And so her outside wasn't matching what was on the inside. And do you see, are you in a situation where your outside is not matching your inside? And not only that, but the Holy Spirit was speaking to me earlier today, and he's... was talking about how there is a lot of these times, anxiety is high, anguish is high, tensions are high, amen, discouragement is high, hallelujah, lebasaya, troubles are high, karabosundaraya, money issues are high, amen, hallelujah, rabashiki andarabosoya, depression is high, hallelujah, someone, things just feeling hard, feeling like you're suffocating, that's high, hallelujah. God, why is the Holy Spirit saying this? Because he's letting you know, no matter how dark, no matter how dim, no matter how cold, no matter how scary, no matter how lonely, no matter how seemingly impossible, the thing won't change or it's not going to get fixed and it's not going to get better. God is showing up in this time, saying otherwise. He's showing up in this time, answering those prayers, answering prayers that have been a prayer in the status of prayer for a long time. Notice in the text, it says that they went to Shiloh to worship year after year. Each year, as they went to Shiloh to worship, Penina is making fun of Hannah, and Hannah has to deal with this year after year. Could it be that you're in a situation, maybe even just underestimated, or just looks like you don't know what's happening or what's going on, and people are easily able to overlook or laugh and make fun of, or, you know, whisper things about you. Hallelujah. God sees it all. God is changing that all. Thank you, Lord. Year after year, Penina is laughing, Hannah is crying. Penina is laughing, Hannah is crying. So she goes to pray. Don't stop praying. Don't stop seeking the Lord. Don't stop pursuing the Almighty. Just because it's been a long time. In fact, be encouraged that it's been a long time. Hallelujah. Because God, because you are closer to. Hallelujah. It was 430 years for the children of Israel. It was a long time. But each year, hallelujah, they got closer to that date of deliverance. He has your delivery date. He has the date that you move in. He has the date, amen, of your promotion. He has the date of the good news. He has you are closer. You are closer. And in fact, he is moving speedily. And in fact, he is doing things supernaturally in this time. And in fact, he is doing things miraculously in this time. Hallelujah. That he's doing not only through people, moving through people and causing people to be a blessing to you, and causing people to carry what he has for you, the promises that he has for you, to carry it to you, to be a vessel, a conduit, amen, in which, to your lap and then to your hands.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Not only is he using people, he's doing things all by himself, that there's no fingerprints, no human fingerprint on. No human fingerprint on it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So we see that as Hannah is in this place of prayer, the beautiful thing is, in the first half, I hear you, Holy Spirit. In the first half, come on, y'all. In this year, we're in the second half. Hallelujah. We're in the second half. We're into the fourth quarter. Hallelujah. In the fourth quarter, it turned around. It wasn't until the fourth quarter, amen, that Penina went from laughing to staring in disbelief and shocked, and her mouth shut by what God did. Amen. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how what the first quarter looked like, the second quarter looked like, the third quarter looked like. It's your fourth quarter. And God, in this fourth quarter, it's shocking, folks. Shocking you, shocking me, shocking everybody. Amen. So in the fourth quarter, hallelujah, Hannah made it to the fourth quarter because she didn't give up. Amen. She pressed through those feelings that she was having. Hallelujah. She pressed through. She dug deep. Hallelujah. To the point now when she's praying with so much passion that the man of God perceives her to be a wicked woman, to perceive her to be drunk. In this time, I believe, listen, as a child of God, as a believer, amen, hallelujah, Rabbo Shikia, of Jesus Christ, and you're not going to look like everybody else. Hello, Shata Rabbo Shikia, and Rabbo Sayyad. The Lord is knocking, hallelujah. You're not going to look like everybody else, act like everybody else, think like everybody else, smell like everybody else, hallelujah, eat like everybody else, hallelujah, Rabbo Shia, Tarabo Songon, Rabbo Sayyad. So people are going to mistake you. They're not going to be able to understand you. So let's not look for them to understand and relate. Amen. You continue to walk as the light and the salt. It is time that you walk as the light and the salt. Hallelujah. Hannah didn't stop her worship because the situation didn't change as fast as she thought it should. Hannah didn't stop coming to the Lord, coming to the temple, because her situation, her inner situation, her outer situation didn't change as quickly as she thought it should. Hannah didn't stop praying because things didn't change the way or as fast as she thought they should. God is talking to his children on this night. God is talking to his children on this day. God is talking to his children on this morning. God is talking to his children in this now, that you've been fasting and you've been praying and you've been seeking and you've been worshiping and you've been praising and you've been praising and you've been worshiping and you've been reading and you've been studying and you've been seeking 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 and things didn't change or things seemingly got worse. He's talking to you. Hallelujah. Say, he's talking to me. Your change is knocking. Hallelujah. Your breakthrough is knocking. Your answer
is knocking. Your help is knocking. Your miracle is knocking. Your peace is knocking. Your restoration is knocking. Hallelujah. 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 Don't stop. Don't give up. Don't change what you're doing in the spirit. Don't change what you're doing in Christ. Don't stop seeking him. Continue. 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 In a blink of an eye, your miracle. In a blink of an eye, you're on the horizon of your land flowing with milk and honey. So now we have Hannah, she's praying, and Eli notices her. Eli notices her. But look at this divine alignment. Look at this divine alignment, this divine positioning. She just so happens. She just so happens to be praying in the space where Eli, the man of God, is occupying the same space. God, in this time, God, in this time, is divinely positioning, divinely orchestrating, divinely aligning. It was her yearning for Christ that led her in the right position. This is one of the reasons why you don't give up, because you're yearning, your desire, your passion through the hard feelings and through the dark feelings and through the icky feelings. It's pushing you. It's causing you to go forth to occupy the space of your blessing. She is now sharing the same space as her blessing. She is now in the city of her blessing. She is now in the vicinity of her blessing. She is now in the place, Karabasaya, where what was impossible and too hard is now coming to pass. God is causing it to come to pass. I don't care how long it's been. I don't care who didn't do it, who couldn't do it, who couldn't help you. God caused some people not to be able to help you because he is the one that provides. Conversation with Eli, the man of God. But one beautiful thing that I noticed is that she did not get offended by him calling her drunk or accusing her of having been drinking. She didn't get offended. Amen. She wasn't all in her feelings about it. Hallelujah. That stuff, it didn't even matter. What mattered was, I want to share with you. I want to just let you know that all I'm doing is I'm praying. I'm seeking the Lord regarding this thing. In this time, let us not be so easily offended. Somebody says something, amen, the smallest of thing, and we're offended, and we're hurt, and we're attitudinal, and we are unforgiving. Hallelujah. That's again another reason why we must stay in Christ, stay in the word, stay in praise, stay in worship, because he tells us who we are. He shows us who we are. So if somebody says something that doesn't match who God is showing that we are, then we just keep it moving. If you know who you are and you know who you're not and what you're not, you don't have nothing to prove to nobody. Hallelujah. So we step over and we keep it moving. Even in relationships, hallelujah, in marriages, hallelujah, we got to stop being so easily offended. So Eli tells her, go in peace. May the God of Israel grant the request you have asked of him. I came to you on this day, in this now, to let you know that what you have been asking the God, have been asking God for, what you are asking God for, even the things you forgot you asked the Lord for, God of Israel, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Moses, he is granting your request. He is remembering your plea. A year later, they go home, and it says that after Elkanah and Hannah had their beautiful time together, that the Lord remembered her plea. Remembered her plea. Does it mean that God forgot? No. Remember in Hebrew is Zakar, Z-A-K-A-R. And it means to bring someone to mind and then act on that person's behalf. To bring someone to mind and then act on that person's behalf. Zakar. Someone say, God is Zakarin me. Lebashia, God is acting on your behalf. God is remembering you. God has you on his mind. God has you on his mind. And what you are asking God to do, what you are asking God for, what you are asking from God, God is doing it exceedingly abundantly above all you could ever ask, think, or imagine. You are coming into the time. You are quickly coming into the time of staring at what you asked for. You are quickly coming, approaching the time where you are touching what God put in your heart. The desire you have on your heart. This is another reason why we must stay in the Lord, that we purify the desires, and the desires of the flesh become no more, and the desires of God's will. Hallelujah, Rabashi Andaraya, are what is. And those desires from God, you are quickly about to touch them. When you lay down at night and you close your eyes, hallelujah, and you see a man, promise and vision, oh, you now will see it during the daytime, walking around. Mm-hmm. You're going to be staring at the promise, staring at the vision, staring at cuddling with the answer. Embracing, hallelujah, the promise, hallelujah. So be not dismayed, be not discouraged, hallelujah. Be not lebasando roboshia, downtrodden by what you're seeing on the news and what you're hearing and what you're feeling and everything that's going on, hallelujah. And it's like a whirlwind of craziness. No, hold on to the Prince of Peace in the midst of those storms, for he is rebuking the storms and calming the winds, and he is changing the conditions and the situations, and he is enhancing, and he is moving and helping, not like what you know and how you know it to be. But by his standards and by his abilities and by his powers. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for repairing broken hearts, broken relationships, broken marriages. We thank you, Lord, for healing, healing minds, healing eyesight, healing finances, healing bodies, organs. We thank you, Lord God, for healing, your grace of healing right now, healing. We thank you, Lord God, for restoring. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for advancing, causing us to be fruitful and multiply in this time, causing us to prosper when man says it is impossible. We thank you, oh God, for raising us up to be hallelujah. Light in this world, in the salt of this earth. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for the light. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing and healing those who are going through hardships. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for comforting, oh God, right now. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, Rabasaya, for putting out fires literally and figuratively. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for opening up ways and making ways out of no ways. We thank you, Lord God, that as we look to you, we will see the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. That as the waters fill the sea, this earth will be filled with an awareness of your glory. Go into each one of the homes, Lord God. Help, bless, give the relief, de-stress. And resources that people didn't even know were there. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. And we praise you, Great Shepherd. We praise you, Great Shepherd. Jehovah Raha, we thank you that yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. We thank you for preparing a table in the presence of our enemies. Thank you for preparing a table for us. Thank you for a fresh anointing our heads with oil, and our cup runneth over. Our cup runneth over. Someone say, my cup is running over. My cup is running over. In Jesus' mighty name. Listen, May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai veshmerecha. Ya'er Adonai panavalecha vikoneka. Yisa Adonai panavalecha veyasem lecha shalom. God bless you all in the name of mighty Jesus. And I will see you back here by the grace of God next Sunday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus!
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.